A growing line of people from the Micronesian community is forming in the main hall of St. Elizabeth's Church in Kalihi. They're here to learn about changes to their health insurance. Joaquin Peter, or JoJo, is helping.
Well, I think for the past month now, it has been very, very busy, almost to the point where it's controlled chaos.
Sitting behind his laptop, he quickly inputs data through the connector website, sometimes slipping into Chuki's to explain the differences among seven plans. A connector employee he calls his Kokua sister is one of more than a dozen the company has hired to help translate and assist this community. Meredith Nichols is from the Hawaii Health Connector.
We have Marshallese Kokua now, Chuki's Kosharayan, who also speak Ponapean, and having Kokua help us reach the community that they themselves live in has been invaluable.
COFA citizens who fail to enroll by Sunday won't have a choice in coverage, but Nichols says they won't be left uninsured. They'll automatically be placed in a silver plan, which is similar to Medicaid, but requiring co-payments.
100% of this community will be enrolled in a health plan. There won't be anybody who's going from being insured through Medicaid to being uninsured because we didn't reach them in time.
Citizens of Palau, the Marshall Islands, and the Federated States of Micronesia are allowed to live and work in the U.S. without a visa. That's under the Compact of Free Association, or COFA. In exchange, the U.S. has exclusive military control over the entire Micronesian region. Back at St. Elizabeth's, Margarita Lucio waits patiently in line.
I don't really know what's going on, so that's why I come back today to find out some more details about it.
Lucio, who works part-time at Costco, moved to Hawaii in 1984 from the Micronesian island of Chuuk.
My job where I work at, there's no insurance, so that's why we mostly have like financial problems nowadays. It's really hard to live here.
JoJo says he's spoken to others in similar situations as Lucio. For many in the COFA community, health care has always been through MedQuest, essentially free. He worries the cost of co-payments for doctor visits and prescriptions could factor into people's decisions to seek care.
You know, I talked to this one lady who made it very clear to me that $15 for her, you know, she has to pay on a regular basis, is, you know, is money she needs. I don't think anyone might know how this is going to turn out. And that's the concern.
It's a concern he expects will extend beyond Sunday's deadline. Molly Solomon for HPR News.